I got a question for you, my friend. If you had a time machine, would you visit the future or would you visit the past?
Past.
I'm asking because they did a survey. Well, let me just tell you. They did a survey and they asked about 4,000 people, and I actually have an answer to what people have said. So I'm asking you. You said the past?
Past, 100%.
Really? How come? Why the past and how far into the past?
I'm going back 30 years.
That's it?
Yeah.
What? Well, you're going back to when you were alive?
Yeah, I'm not going back before I was alive.
You can go back to when time began. You can go back and see dinosaurs. There's no limit. You can go as far back or as far forward as you want.
I will go back to the 80s.
The 80s? Why the 80s?
Late 80s. I'd go back to the late 80s because things were more better then.
For who?
For me.
Oh.
Things were more better for me in the 80s, so I'm going back to the 80s.
Back to your time when you were younger and thinner?
Exactly. Back when I had really long hair and I weighed 114 pounds. That's where I'm going.
And to do what? Like why? Why would you go
know.
Back?
I don't know. It's a better time. I'm not going forward. There's nothing forward. I don't want to see anything forward.
Interesting. I'm somebody who does, I do not look back. I'm not into nostalgia.
Right.
I'm always moving forward. I'm looking forward. When I saw this question trending, if you had a time machine, would you visit the future or the past? I was like, of course the future.
How far?
Well, after the pandemic, for sure.
Only like 3 years. That's as far as you're going.
I'd go a couple of years. Yeah, I would go after the pandemic. I want to go, you know, I would have said a different answer 6 months ago, but now I want to go into the future when the pandemic is over, when unemployment is back down to 3%, you know, when all the crazy things going on in the world, when someone new is president, you know, when we've moved on. I even want to go, let's say Joe Biden wins. I even want to go past that. I want to go to 2024.
Right.
That's where I'm going. 2024.
Would you turn on the radio and see if we're there?
That's the first thing I would do.
Just scan the radio. Damn it, I'm not on that station. I'm not on that one either.
I would Google myself immediately and be like, where'd I end up? Oh, thank God. Make sure we're both alive. You
right.
know. See if you finally married Margot Robbie. You know, maybe by then she's been hit in the head, you know, and doesn't like understand how beautiful she is or who she is anymore. Looked at you and thought that was a good idea.
So maybe she has amnesia and blindness.
See, I'm saying because you know right now you have no shot with her, but in 2024, hey. Who knows?
Hey, and just see if you actually married Bradley, so you could actually be Cooper. Right, because that's your goal. Okay, so you're going 5 years into the future.
Yeah.
You just want to see who's president, and you want to see if we're still on the air and if you're married to Bradley Cooper.
If I go 5 years in the future and there's still a damn pandemic, I'm going to be pissed. 65% of people who answered this question said the same thing you did. They'd rather travel back in time. Only 35% want to see what the future holds. And the younger you are, the more likely you are to say you want to travel into the future. And that makes sense because if you think about it, like, you know, when we were millennial age, we weren't living at home. Like we had our own lives. We could afford rent. You know, millennials now and Gen Z, like they're stuck living at home. They want to go into the future when they finally like have their own place, have their own money, and have their own life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to see what replaces the iPhone.
You know what? Why am I going 5 years in the future? I want to go 100 years in the future.
No, because if you go 100 years in the future, it is going to be Idiocracy.
You think?
Everybody's going to be calling each other Scro.
Right, and it's true.
Carl Jr.'s is going to run everything, and Brando's going to be the drink of choice.
Okay, just five then.
Just five, yeah. You just got to go ahead and go after Biden.
Although if I did go into the past, I'd want to go to yesterday because I had the most delicious piece of cake yesterday. It was so good that I couldn't believe how delicious it was, and there was no more cake. So maybe I would go back one day.
No, you can't waste the time machine to go back one
for
day.
Cake. That's how good this cake was.
No, you got to go back in time, and then you got to put a $1 billion in the bank, because then it'll be $20 billion in the future.
No, but you're not supposed to. Remember, when you go back in time, you can't change the future. You can't tell your former self anything.
Oh, please. If I go back in time, I'm sitting myself down and go, look.
Look, buy Apple stock. You know, don't even buy Apple stock. Come up with something called a smartphone.
No, right now, go to California and find a guy named Bill Gates.
Become his best friend.
Right.
He's probably only about 11 right now, so you guys can be BFFs.
Right, and there's a guy named Jeff Bezos. He just was born. You need to go befriend this guy, okay? He's going to start something called, when that gets invented, buy a site called Amazon.
Immediately buy Amazon.com and don't sell it for anything less than a billion.
Right. Just hold on to it.
You know what's so funny about that is once in a while I'll go through some drawers and I'll find like scraps of paper with my handwriting on it, like notes I wrote myself. And I do think, is this future me? Did I come back and tell myself stuff, but I just can't read my own handwriting? Is that what this is? Is this me advising current me? Future me?
I think the bad thing is if I went back in time in the 80s and met myself and sat myself down.
You'd hate you.
No, I would have to spend at least 3 hours convincing me it's me. Right. No, it's you. No, there's no way. No, I'm telling you.
There's no way I look like that in the future.
I'm telling you. I know we look a little different.
What happened to my body? Where'd my hair go? That can't be me.
Right. No. You drive a Honda? What the hell's wrong with you? No, seriously.
You are not me.
You sit in an office all day long. You didn't become a rock star. You had to become a rock star. We were really close to being a rock star even now. But yeah, there's no way that's me.
Yeah.
We sound alike. See how we sound alike? Yeah. Get away. Stranger danger. Stranger danger. Get away from me.